Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born April 5th in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, he first found success owning a bar before moving into pro wrestling, first as a manager before entering the ring, becoming a star in the WCW, TNA and WWE. He went on to launch an acting career in such films as Ready to Rumble and The Devil's Rejects. He transformed himself into a fitness guru with his GDP yoga program. You've seen him in the documentary The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, and this March, he returns to Kansas City to appear at the annual Planet Comic-Con. Please welcome wrestling legend and friend of the show, Diamond Dallas Page.
That song sounds familiar, DDP.
What's up, Johnny Dare?
How are you, brother, man? I've been keeping tabs on you through Jesse, man, and I'll just say this, man, what a wonderful human being you are, and I thought I loved you before, but, man, you are everything a guy is supposed to be and a friend supposed to be.
Thank you, brother. I'm humbled by that. Jesse and I, you know, we'd seen each other over the years at different gigs, and he called me about his nephew,
Bowie. Yeah.
He's a great kid. He took
wonderful.
A really bad fall on his and had brain injury. And I hooked him up with a woman that's like an angel. They do a thing as biofeedback brain mapping. And it's really, like, for the first time, he's put like 8 words together. Yeah. And since the accident, which is really, you know, really moving for his mom and, of course, Jess. And, whatever we can do something together, we do it together.
Well, I can tell you.
And he let me use the music. He's
as proud as can be that you want to use the music. And I'll tell you, and just from the other side, and for those of you listening, listen, it's just one of those things. So Jesse's nephew had a pretty bad accident, and he's had a hard time finding his way back, but he will. And he's an incredibly tough kid. Bowie's a great young guy, and he's smart, and he's together. They need to find the way to connect everything up again. He's going to come back, and with help like yours, I can't tell you how much it meant to that family, man. And it'll never be forgotten, brother.
He's a good kid, and I do it myself too because of brain injuries. You know, I've been hit in the head a few times. I've been knocked unconscious or knock somebody unconscious one point or another. And I heard you off of this, you know, the AEW, which is All Elite Wrestling, is run by my mentor's son, Cody Rhodes.
Excellent.
So you've heard me say it before, without Dusty Rhodes, there is no Diamond Dallas Page. And believe it or not, what we've turned DDP Yoga into as a production company within the company. Now we call it DDPY. We branded DDPY. Why? Because we want people to stop calling it just effing yoga. You know, because it's not.
Right, yeah.
But we've also made a full-service production company. So we started, when Cody went on this pilgrimage with these kids, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega, we started filming stuff for Cody, vignettes, you know, weekly episodes. And before you know it, Tony Khan, who, you know, I've met a couple of billionaires, and most of them act like billionaires. Tony Khan, regular dude. But he's a billionaire.
Isn't it amazing?
And he owns the company. He's got so much respect for the business. It's fascinating to have gotten, you know, to know him. And when Cody first, everyone's, oh, well, you're signed with AEW. I'm like, no, I'm not. And they're like, what do you mean you're not? You're on there from time to time. I wouldn't let Cody pay me. I don't need the. I've done, God has blessed me with my company and all the stuff that we've done. We started another company called Comeback Studios, and that's what did the resurrection of Jake the Snake.
Right.
We have another one coming out called Relentless. We do all the production. You know, when it comes to filming and all the stories you see on AEW, so I don't need a, you know, a daily fee to come in for to do a one-off, you know, something Cody needs me for. And I explained to him, I said, you know, that's your old man. Dude, you know it. I've never been here right now where I am. And I want, like he was, oh, if he told me something, Dusty Rhodes had no agenda. He was telling me because he thought it was the best for me. And I said, I want to have the same relationship with you. Like, I don't want to be on the payroll. Now, if you're going to want me to wrestle,
you got to pay.
Get in the ring and wrestle. And I got, you know, I think minimum one more in me. Then you're going to pay me. You're going to pay me a lot of money. You know, so,
sure. Yeah.
But it's a one-off.
But listen, if I may, for a moment, like, listen to what we're talking about. And, you know, we talk about Jesse and his family and Bowie and that brotherhood there and you being a really important part of helping him find his way back. And then you talk about the honor that you give Cody's father, you know, Dusty. And very few people remember how they got to where they are. Everybody wants to believe that they created themselves. And then I think about another thing, another aspect of how you did get here. Besides wrestling, man, the DDP yoga, it's helped so many people. We met it when you talked about Rob Zombie and you, and that kind of legitimized it in the rock and roll world. And, you know, talking to Stone Cold Steve Austin about the brotherhood you guys have. But I've watched you follow these young guys who are really struggling with their bodies. And some of them are drastically overweight. Some are just physically unable to walk. And time and time again, you make these huge difference in these guys' lives. So the thread here that I catch is being loyal, being honorable, and being charitable. And those are the things that make you who you are. And you just think about how many people ride on the backs of others for a dime. And then you think, man, you can still make a difference, and you can still make a dollar.
Well, you know, dude, I saw Zig Ziglar is a very famous motivational speaker from like the 60s and 70s. He's a big Bible thumper. But he had so many great things to say. And he didn't say the quote the way I'm about to quote it. I like everything. I find something, I see something, and I make it my own. I heard him say, how I interpreted it, I heard him say, you can get whatever you want as long as you help enough people get what they want.
Yeah.
And that kind of like stuck with me from being a kid, man. And, you know, it's been a crazy ride. I mean, Johnny, I will be 64 years God, young.
That's ridiculous because you're in great shape.
April 5th.
That's crazy to me, D. I mean, that really is crazy to me. When you look at I'm looking at a picture right now, a current picture, and that DDP yoga. By the way, if you don't have a shirt that says Namaste here and do the DDPY, you need to get one done.
You know, again, I'm more bang than Namaste.
Yeah.
I never created the program for people that did yoga. You know, one two of my good friends, Rich and Deborah Schmick, they live in Kansas City. And I'm really looking forward to coming out there. But Rich had been with me from the beginning of when my career, right before it took off in 95. And he got my first website. No one knew what a website was in 1995. But Rich actually created one for me and helped me, like, get the word out. And again, I brought Rich into a lot of different things that really helped him. And now he's just being executive, you know, that does, he has no time to read my website. But he's being executive up there. Again, him helping me helping him, we end up helping each other.
That's great.
You know, and I tell people all the time, you want to get out of depression, help somebody.
Absolutely.
Like, it really works.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's almost to the point where, and I've explained this to people, and they'll look at you strange and go, it's almost selfish in its act, because in the end, I feel that I got much more than anybody that we may have ever helped. I mean, and I mean that without a hint of corniness, without not even being humble. I'm telling you, we got more than anybody else.
No, and that's a great point. I say that all the time, Johnny, without question. You know, the thing is, being on, Cody came up with this idea off of this young kid who's a, he is a very, very, very young, I'm going to call him Ric Flair-ish to the point of the way the guy can talk and grab the arena. His name is MJF. I better know to be his motormouth, Jack off Friedman. But him and two of his cronies, the Blade and Butcher, are going to be facing off against me. Dustin Rhodes, who's been a brother to
me,
Goldust from WWE.
Yep.
We were a brother of mine for over 35 years.
Awesome.
And a new kid on the block called QT Marshall. And, you know, it all came together in a pro. I made it a couple of weeks ago. There was the Dynamite Diamond Ring segment that MJF had won, and I went out there to you know, because I'm a Battle Bowl rating wearer. The only three guys that won that award in WCW was Sting and Dusty. So I was going to be the ring bearer to, you know, just to congratulate him.
Sure.
And, you know, he turned on Cody a while back, so there's a little bit of animosity there, and that heated things up.
Good.
Last week, and then, you know, this week here, yeah, I'm not a payoff for the match, and this will be Johnny. I tried to wrestle when I was 23. That was in 1979. I had three matches. Then I was working for Dusty Rhodes in Florida Championship Wrestling in 1989, and my wrestler, I was managing at the time, Big Steel Man, a lot of people will know him as Tugboat from WWF,
sure.
He lost the match to Dick Slater, and I was managing him, so Dick Slater got 5 minutes with DDP. So that's 1989 I'm in the ring. You know, I had the run in the 90s and 2000s. In 2010, I was asked to do a tag team match. So I did. Other times I might do Battle Royal or whatever. You know, just I'm in and I'm out. But, you know, WWF brought me in for also the Rumble for the Andre Giant Battle Royal. And now on 2020, Wednesday, this Wednesday, which is January 15th, that'll make the sixth decade that I've wrestled at least one match in.
That's so insane.
It's pretty cool all the way around.
Yeah, it's insane. And you can do it. I mean, it really is a testament. I mean, I could go on all day about this, you know, DDPY, but it obviously, it's real. It works. It's for men. It's not. It's, you know, we all of us have such a preconceived notion about something like yoga, but I'm definitely down with that DDPY. I mean, Jesus Christ, man, like Jesse, nobody could use it more than him in terms of like that guy beats himself to death every day in everything he does, not just on stage. Like, I don't know if you can do it in cowboy boots, but he's going to try, I bet.
Well, dude, you know, I'm definitely, you know, we've talked about it. We are just not connected to that, but we have definitely talked about it, and I'm going to get him on it. And the only reason that I can do, and if anybody's listening to me, right now, go to ddpy.com. Check out the transformations. Some
yes.
of them, because we've had so many of our transformations go viral that you're going to know. You're going to go, God, I've seen this before. I didn't know that he was doing DDP stuff, you know. And if you go there, my app is blowing up huge. You can try the app for 7 days. It costs you nothing. So, you know, it costs nothing for you even to try it. And, you know, for me personally, you know, putting, you know, the reason why, again, I'm branding it DDPY now is because I want people to stop calling it just effing yoga because it's not. But the craziest, funniest thing about the promo last Wednesday, I'm cutting this promo, and at some point, the entire building starts chanting yoga.
That's great, man. Listen, that's your world. And by the way, Kansas City, let me tell this before, I don't want to let it slip. We get you February and March. We get you February 26th at the Silverstein Ice Center Arena AEW live show. Then we get you at Planet Comic Con March 20th through the 22nd at Bartle Hall. I mean, you'll be there. Booker T will be there. The kids from Stranger Things, John Cleese. I mean, we're going to finally get you once, basically twice in a month.
You know, and when I do any of these comic cons, I do them to get the word out there about what I'm doing and the people I'm helping and, you know, pictures, autographs, all that. But I literally spend time with every single person. And the promoters get a little aggravated with me at times. No, they got to push the line through, Like, no.
Yeah, good for you. You're one of the good guys, man. You wear your legend well, my friend. You wear your legend very well.
Well, I appreciate it, man. It's so good to talk to you. It's been so long. Jack had called. I have him on, you know, speed dial, your producer, and he called me. I go, Jack, I'm in the middle of work, and I'll call you back. But I got to talk to you. Johnny really wants to have you on the show, man. I'm like, I promise I'll do it.
Just, I appreciate you.
I'll call you back.
Well, listen, D, I'll be out there at the AEW live show, the 26th, and then when you get into Kansas City for the Bartle Hall Comic-Con show, you may come in and do a couple shows with us, man. Just hang out a little bit. We'll call that no-good son of a bitch Jesse Dupree and see if we can't get him to roll up in here and hang out for a couple days.
That'd be fun.
Hey, man, you are a brother, you're a family, and you are a stand-up guy, not to mention a genuine wrestling legend with all the credentials in the world. I mean, you will. Are you in the Wrestling Hall of Fame yet?
Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah, I figured it would. I didn't have it in front of me, and I was like, he's got to be, man. But you never know, these goofy bastards. They voted Dave Matthews in front of Motorhead in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and my head almost exploded this morning.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Well, man, I can't wait to see you face-to-face and give you a hug, brother, and you're definitely, that door is open. Everybody go ddpy.com. Don't forget to go to the AEW. Watch it this Wednesday. Don't forget about the live show in February here on the 26th. And then, of course, at Comic-Con, come meet the legend in person. Say hello, shake his hand, and die. I'm lucky as hell. I'll see you within 30 days.
All right, brother. Great talking to you. Have a great day, guys. And go to ddpy.com if you just want to see what we're doing. But follow me on Twitter, @RealDDP, and on Instagram, @DiamondDallasPage. See ya. I'm on a screw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.